in the spring of the year, we were just getting ready for the visitor season to get started. One morning during our training, one of the guides mentioned to all of us that she'd been watching Jeopardy the night before, and Alex had stated on the show that his favorite animal was the muskox. And I thought, well, I'm going to write to the show and see if they'll pass my letter on to Alex. And I think it was sometime in November, December, I'm sitting in my office at the farm, pretty quiet place in the winter, and the phone rings, and I pick up the phone, and the voice on the other end says, "Hi, John, this is Alex Trebek." And I really didn't know what to say, and in my shock, the first things that came out of my mouth is, "Hi, Alex, I've been waiting for you to call me, or expecting you to call me," or something like that. Anyway, we proceeded to have a nice chat and found out that he was going to be in Anchorage with his show Looking for Talent in the spring, and he was wondering if he could schedule a day at the farm.
So it worked, and he came to the farm. You guys arranged that visit, but that isn't where it ended, right?
Right. I remember I had an old beat-up car at the time, and the arrangement was that I would pick him up and a couple of staff members in Anchorage during the morning. I think I borrowed a friend of mine's car that was pretty nice, and picked up Alex and his staff and hung out at the farm all day and had a real nice time. That led to him agreeing to become somewhat of the spokesperson for Friends of the Muskox. He took on adopting muskoxen. He adopted two muskoxen at the time, and I think he adopted a couple more subsequently, named them after his kids. But the first two muskoxen were named Alex's Bride and Jeopardy.
Did he ever say specifically what it was that he really liked about muskox?
What he told me was that he just always appreciated how muskoxen protected the young and the weak and the elderly. You know, whenever there's a threat, the strongest muskoxen stand in a circle surrounding the weaker and the older animals inside the circle to protect them from whatever the threat might be. He just thought that they were beautiful. They're survivors. They've been through two ice ages, and I think he was just keen that they knew how to be a strong-knit family and community and protect that, and that's something he admired about muskoxen.
When you heard that he had cancer, how did you feel, and when did you find out about that?
I think I found out kind of like the rest of America. And he was just, you know, when you're around Alex, he's just a regular guy. He was funny, real friendly, and incredibly easygoing. The gentleman that you perceived him to be watching his show, but he was just a real nice guy. My experience with Alex was at the very beginning of this relationship. You know, when I knew Alex, he had dark hair and a mustache.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad that he's passed, and I believe that his memory will be a lasting legacy at the farm.